Life Audio. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Prayer, a podcast dedicated to helping you find the words you need to connect with your Father in Heaven. No matter what's going on in your life today, you can trust that God wants to hear from you. Right after this short word from our sponsor, we'll pray through today's prayer together.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
A Prayer for Us to Intentionally Encourage Others by Maggie Meadows Cooper. Read by Leah Martin. So encourage each other and build each other up, just as you are already doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Stephanos, Fortunatus, Achaicus, Tychicus, Barnabas, Timothy, and Onesimus. When you hear these names, what does it make you think of? For many of us, most of these names wouldn't ring any bells at all. So who were they, and why were they mentioned in Scripture? The truth is, these names, these men, are some of the unsung heroes of the early Christian church, not because of any bold, courageous acts that we know of, but because of their everyday acts of faith and kindness. Although their mention is brief, it's powerful, and here's why. These men were intentionally sent by Paul as encouragers of the early church. Now, many of you may be thinking that encourager doesn't sound like a very important job, but it is. Encourager is defined as one who gives support, confidence, and hope, or one who gives support or advice so that another will continue to do something. Listen to the mentions of these men. In Acts 12:22 through 23, we read, "When the church at Jerusalem heard what had happened, they sent Barnabas to Antioch. When he arrived and saw this evidence of God's blessing, he was filled with joy, and he encouraged the believers to stay true to the Lord." 1 Corinthians 16:17 through 18 says, "I'm very glad that Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus have come here. They have been a wonderful encouragement to me, as they have been to you." 1 Corinthians 16:17 through 18. And in Ephesians 6:21 through 22, we learn this. "Tychicus, the beloved brother and faithful servant in the Lord, will tell you everything, so that you also may know about me and what I'm doing. I've sent him to you for this very purpose, that you may know about us and that he may encourage your hearts." And finally, in 1 Thessalonians 3:2-3, we read, "We sent Timothy to visit you. He's our brother and God's co-worker in proclaiming the good news of Christ. We sent him to strengthen you, to encourage you in your faith, and to keep you from being shaken by the troubles you're going through. And y'all, life is hard right now. So very hard in so very many ways. Health, finances, relationship, the list goes on, and in truth, it's ever-changing. From day to day, we don't know what bad news might be next. It'd be easy to crumble, to live in fear, and set a plan to dig in our heels and brace ourselves, or to just will ourselves to stand firm in our own strength for whatever tomorrow holds. But as believers, we don't have to do that, and we shouldn't do that, because we have a hope that the world and fellow believers need to be reminded of daily, hourly, maybe even minute by minute. And that's why Paul mentions these men, because they were sent with reminders of the hope that we have, and we should all do the same. For our family, our friends, our coworkers, whoever the Lord places in our path, here are four reasons we should encourage each other. One, we need courage to stay true to the Lord. Acts 11, 22 through 23. When Barnabas went to Antioch, he found some of the believers who had been spreading the good news about Jesus to Gentiles, and they were turning to the Lord. But this outreach wasn't looked upon favorably by all. Just as today, when we share about Jesus, it's often not affirmed or applauded by the world. But my sweet friends, as it says in 1 Timothy 3:14, we must remain faithful to the things we've been taught. And as we learn in Psalm 105:1, encourage others to do the same by reminding them of all the Lord has done. As our roots grow deeper into Him, He'll give us the courage and strength for our faith to grow strong in the truth. Two, there is power in standing together with fellow believers and speaking truth. 1 Corinthians 16:17 through 18. It is true that one person can shine a light, that one person can make a difference in another's life. But there's also strength in numbers. If fear creeps in or doubt begins to lessen your longing to encourage others, call in reinforcements. The Lord gave us to each other for a reason. Don't neglect meeting with other believers, Hebrews 10:25, to lift each other up. Our friends in Christ are there for times of adversity, Proverbs 17:17. Three, sharing how other believers are growing encourages hearts, Ephesians 6:21 through 22. If you turn the news on any given day, you'll most likely be faced with stories full of harsh, negative realities of this world, and if your heart's like mine, it can become discouraged very quickly. Those stories may make you question what the Lord is doing, where He is, and maybe if He even cares. But the answers to those questions are that He is working, John 5:17. He is right here with us, Isaiah 41:10. And His heart breaks for the same things that break ours, Psalm 34:18. And so with the knowledge of this truth, we need to make an extra effort to lift others up and share what He's doing in those little moments in our own lives and in the lives of those we love. Our stories may not make the headlines, but they're still just as important and valuable and worthy of being told. Others may need them to encourage their hearts. Four, we need a strong faith to keep from being shaken in times of trouble. 1 Thessalonians 3, 2-3. Y'all, speaking the name of the Lord has power. The ability to share what He's doing, has done, and will continue to do is a privilege that we've been given. The psalmist said, "I believed in God, so I spoke." 2 Corinthians 4:13. If we believe, we must encourage others to strengthen their faith so that when hard times come, they'll be able to stay true, stand firm with refreshed spirits, and remember whose they are. Satan loves nothing more than a defeated soul, because in that, he has an opportunity to sneak in fear, doubt, and discouragement. That can then take root to anger, bitterness, resentment, and a host of other feelings that distance us from the truth and allow us to be shaken. So what a gift it is to encourage others, to remind them of their intrinsic worth, the gifts they've been given, and the purposes they've been created for. and even more so, to remind them that our great big God who loves them is right there with them, and it's worth telling the whole world about. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you for all the wonderful friends who have been an encouragement to me in my faith. Please give me courage to encourage others in the same way, intentionally seeking and making the most of the opportunities I've been given. Help me to shine your light and stand firm in challenging circumstances as I point to you as the reason for the hope that I have. In your mighty name, amen. Your Daily Prayer is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for working everything out for my good. Help me trust in your perfect plan. Amen.
Father, thank you for loving and caring for me.
With Christian Prayer Meditation, you can pray along to prayers based on specific topics. Go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Christian Prayer Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for biblical meditations at abide.com.